This classical relief by Westmacott was submitted by the artist as his diploma work when he was elected a member of the Royal Academy in 1811. The deal was that when you were elected, and it was the academicians would vote you in, you would submit a representative work that would become part of the Royal Academy's collection. So the Royal Academy, since the 1770s, has amassed a very interesting collection of these so-called diploma works, the works that you handed over in receipt for your printed diploma, making you a Royal Academician. And these are the works that were chosen by the artist that they knew was going to represent them for the decades and centuries ahead. So it tended to be a rare opportunity for artists who were perhaps more generally engaged in more mundane work, portraiture or working on commission, to show off a bit and produce something or hand something over that was more idealistic and more ambitious. And that's exactly what we have with this work by Westmacott, who's primarily a maker of busts and monuments, an idealizing classical work which evokes the ancient world and is a sophisticated piece of carving. So this is the work that he handed into the Royal Academy, knowing it would represent him for future generations. And it's not always the case. You occasionally find artists who would get something out of the cupboard rather than bother. But Westmacott is somebody who takes the Royal Academy very seriously, so he's pulled out the stops and handed in something rather ambitious.